CD 2, Track 13. 1.
So what do you think about this novel? To be honest, I'm in two minds.
Well, I've read it a couple of times and in my view it's quite promising. I mean, I think it'll appeal to the younger adult market. It has a fairly engaging story set in the virtual world, two funny characters and it's fast-paced. So I'd say it'll sell well. Obviously, we've got to ask the author to change some things, but I'd give it a chance.
If you say so, there are millions of books of this kind in the bookshops, and from what I know, they've just lost their appeal. Is it worth investing in another one?
This one is a bit different. It's written like a blog, and the reader is invited to write his or her comments in the actual book, as if they were submitting their posts. I suggest we go ahead and publish it.
If you think it will get favourable reviews, I'll go along with your decision. Let's hope it will make enough money, and what's more important, win the hearts of the readers.
2.
I'm in front of the Odeon Cinema, in the heart of the city, eagerly awaiting the arrival of the star cast of the sequel to the extremely popular thriller Mysterious Warrior. The red carpet is ready to welcome some of the most highly acclaimed actors, film directors, and producers from all over the globe, who have descended on our capital to watch the premiere of this long-awaited sequel. Behind me, as you can see, there are hundreds of fans hoping to catch a glimpse of their beloved characters from the movie. The feelings here are running high. The atmosphere is truly electrifying, and despite the sub-zero temperatures, no one is complaining about the piercing wind. The celebs will definitely receive a warm welcome.
3.
Do you agree with me that music is an underrated subject at schools?
Absolutely. From what I can see these days, artistic subjects count for nothing, and there's very little emphasis on music education. My children have 1 hour of music a week, during which they usually talk about music rather than listen to it. No one is teaching them any appreciation of music, judging by what I hear from my kids. It's very sad.
Yes, I'm with you on that. It's scientifically proven that listening to classical music and playing an instrument boost your general intelligence, memory, and imagination. I don't understand why music as a school subject is so neglected.
Well, I see it like this. In this materialistic world in which people compete for better jobs and higher financial status, perhaps there's no place for music education. Who wants to understand musical notes if what you really want are paper notes buying you things in the shops?
I guess you're right.